AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The health director there says Los Angeles County surpassed 10,000 deaths from the coronavirus. Governor Gavin Newsom says a patient in Southern California is being treated for a variant of the coronavirus. This variant was first detected in Britain, and the first case in the U.S. was reported in Colorado. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's no reason for alarm, but the variant will continue spreading.
For starters, Fauci says nobody should be surprised there is a variant of this type of virus.
They make a living out of mutating. They love to mutate.
In a virtual chat with California Governor Gavin Newsom, Fauci says British researchers have found the variant does seem to spread faster than the virus we've been dealing with.
It's able to bind to the receptors on cells better and therefore is transmitted better.
But that doesn't mean it's any stronger.
There's no indication at all that it increases the virulence. And by virulence, I mean the ability to make you sick or kill you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Republican-led Senate rejected an attempt to vote on boosting the checks to Americans in a coronavirus relief bill to $2,000. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they've already passed a relief bill.
It struck a balance between broad support for all kinds of households and a lot more targeted relief for those who need help the most.
This is Vermont's Bernie Sanders.
All that we are asking for is a vote. What is the problem?
The governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, is canceling his outdoor inauguration ceremony next month for public safety reasons, mostly armed protesters who have been gathering outside his home in the weeks since he issued a mask order. Britain's parliament voted to approve a trade deal with the European Union, paving the way for an orderly break from the EU. Stocks finished higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed just above its all-time high. This is AP News. One of the stars of the 60s sitcom Gilligan's Island, Dawn Wells, has died of coronavirus-related causes. She was 82.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
While Tina Louise had the glamorous role on Gilligan's Island, Dawn Wells was the real-life beauty queen. She was Miss Nevada in the 1959 Miss America pageant. After Gilligan's Island, Wells did theater and became a teacher and motivational speaker. She embraced her past as Marianne, but admitted it sometimes typecast her. Wells said in 2001 the Gilligan's Island cast was tight because the show did not become beloved of it until it was syndicated.
We all bonded together because the critics hated us so much. I think the turning point came after we went off the air. I don't think we had any idea.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The final new episodes of Jeopardy, hosted by Alex Trebek, will air next week. The first of five episodes, airing Monday, will start with Trebek's message about the season of giving. Alex Trebek died of pancreatic cancer last month. He was 80. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.